Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it's Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, and we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, and it's the new year, so we have tons of acoustic sessions, and they're brought to you with support from Bankers Title, handling your commercial and residential closings. You can call Carol Butler at 409-7614 or just look for her number on our website. Bankers Title, integrity, security, and excellence. And also with support from the from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just look for the ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. Yes, and joining us here in the studio, Casey Lane McGee. Casey, how are you? It's finally you are here.
I know. I'm doing wonderful. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
No problem. Thanks for coming in. Now, what would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Let's see. I'll do a song that I wrote when I was about to move out of New York and head to Nashville. It's called Echo.
Excellent. Here is Casey Lane McGee here on Hunter at Sunrise. Way to get started, I must say.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Casey Lane McGee here on Hunter at Sunrise, and I am so glad to have you in here. Finally, we've been talking about this for ages.
And, I know.
Yeah, so how is the family, first of all, I guess? You have such a a widespread family now. And in fact, I think you're becoming an aunt here real soon again.
I am. My third, yeah, it's pretty crazy. So Jolie the second has three little girls.
Right.
And Kara the first is due any second now with her first little girl. So my dad will have four daughters and four granddaughters. And I don't know what kind of karma he's working out in this lifetime. But
I mean, he's had quite the go with girls, it seems.
He has. I know. It's like,
I think girls just like him.
I know. So I don't know what's going on with all of that. But I love girls. I'm very comfortable with the female thing in our family. So I'm personally very excited about it.
Yes. Well, the dad we're speaking of, we might as well say, is Louis McGee, is Casey's father. So what have you been up to? You've been in Nashville now for how long?
Oh, my gosh. 4 years.
Wow.
4 years as of January 1.
Do you feel like you're acclimated?
You know, I do. It's really a comfortable place. I feel New York takes a little time to feel like you're home and comfortable there. And Nashville was really quick. Mm-hmm. It was really quick. It's also kind of a southern city. It's a lot more peaceful and relaxed, and everyone's so nice there. It's not too far of a stretch from here, as far as vibe goes. So it felt really comfortable, really much like home. Very soon on.
Well, speaking of being home, you do come back here a lot to play.
I do.
When was the last time? It was during the summer, wasn't it?
Actually, the wine fest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do the wine fest with my dad. I've been doing that ever since I was in high school.
Right.
So that's kind of become built into my schedule for the year. I plan on doing that because we get to do the Chesapeake Wine Fest, and then the following weekend is Norfolk Wine Fest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do get home a lot. I have to kind of take some for the team since I'm the closest daughter to being home. So
okay.
And also getting to play music with my dad. I obviously love to do that so much. And, you know, I just love to be able to come here. And luckily my boss is really chill about me coming home for weeks at a time. So
did your sisters get to come home as well, or are they out?
You mean for Christmas?
Yeah.
One of them did, Jolie, who's the one in Key West with the three girls. So that... Right. That's always fun to be able to have that young energy. Jaina, the one in Hawaii, unfortunately couldn't make it this year.
Right.
And then Kara, obviously, she couldn't get on a plane. So we forgive them. We forgive them. But yeah, having to really take one for the team again.
Yeah.
Even for Christmas.
Well, you got a lot of projects going on, though, in Nashville, don't you?
I do. I have a lot going on there, and it's been really fun. I'm enjoying having my hands in a lot of different things. I work by day as a publicist for a company called 777 PR. We do a lot of lifestyle stuff, some TV stuff, no music, which is kind of nice. I have a little separation there.
Sure.
And then my boyfriend and I also work on records together every so often. So back in 2017, my dad came. We did a record with him.
Right.
Another local woman named Susie Soche, she has come out and made a couple of records with us now, and we're going to do another one this year. And then we've done a couple of things up there. I've got a girl that just moved from New York to Nashville to come basically pursue her music career with me and Tim. So I'm excited about that. And then obviously working on my own record that we've been working on for many years now, but it's come together pretty well. I'm very excited about it.
Wow.
We kind of had to start from scratch about what this vibe was going to be and what we're doing. And it, as you know, as interviewing lots of musicians, sometimes it takes some finessing and
yes.
some compromise, which I wasn't used to.
Yes.
So once we kind of locked in what we were doing, we started really recording and writing a bunch together. So it's been very cool. It's definitely going to come out this year.
So does Tim run a studio? Whose studio are you using?
We do some stuff at home as much as we can just to make it more convenient, really. At the end of the day, it's like we both are so busy. He runs the sound at a place called Quad Studios. It's also called Sienna Studios. Right there in Music Row. It's gorgeous. So we get to go use that studio. That's where my dad came and recorded his record. So
I see.
Yeah, we have access to a really, really excellent spot. So it's also very cool to be able to see all that. You don't get those kind of spaces in New York. So.
Yeah, I bet. I bet everyone's vying for it in New York.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We're talking with Casey Lane McGee here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do another song for us?
Yeah, let's do one since we mentioned the record. We'll do one that is new that I just wrote this year. I have very lucky. I'm surrounded by a lot of incredible women, not just in my family, but also some incredible friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been watching them date these guys. And I've just... we don't have to go all into it, but basically I'm just like, come on, girls, let's get it together. We can do better than this. You don't have to settle. And I'll do the version. My boyfriend was like, you know, we should, instead of putting him and he in the song, let's put they. Make it inclusive, like, make sure that we're not alienating all the men out there. So this one is called Wake Up Dreamer.
Excellent. Here's Casey Lane McGee here on Hunter at Sunrise.
From falling like the pieces they leave you to mend, and all the scars keep calling you in. Far away from the silence put in your head, a hidden kind of violence instead. Wake up, dreamer. Don't be afraid of a goodbye. Find love, see. They kept you inside, but you know it takes a while to lie. Wake up, dreamer. Don't be afraid of a goodbye. Find love, see. Don't be afraid of a goodbye, but love, seeker, you're enough on the inside. Wake up, wake up, wake up, dream. You're enough on the inside.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Casey Lane McGee here on Hunter at Sunrise. You're bringing tears to my eyes here today.
Oh my gosh, thank you. That one was one that Tim and I wrote together, which is, he's the first co-write I've ever really had. So It's been cool to be able to share that with him.
So what did you learn in co-writing with him?
Oh my gosh. First of all, that I'm a little harder to compromise than I ever thought. I was really spoiled when I was in New York. I was doing everything on my own. I was basically producing it all myself,
right,
programming everything. So whatever I heard in my head is what it ended up being.
Sure.
Which was great. And the compromise has actually been a really good thing. I think he and I have come up with some really cool stuff, and he's really, really great at melodies and cool harmonies, kind of weird stuff that I would never have thought of, because I can be a little straight. I can be very like, this is how I hear it, and it's like the third and the fifth and the harmony, and that's it. And he can just add all these crazy like blue notes. And
sure.
So it's been really cool once we stop fighting. Once the studio didn't become the place where we just fought and had to leave.
Oh, no. Well,
it's fine. We made it through.
Good. Well, when do you hope to have the record out? It's sometime in 2020?
Or? Yes. Ah, yes, we're hoping 2020.
That was emphatic.
Yes. Well, I've also been saying that the past couple of years. Like, this is the year. No, 2020 is definitely on the books. We've now at this point, we've written all the songs. They're all programmed for the most part with live bass, and we're just kind of honing in, cleaning some stuff up, as he says. Mm-hmm. Things that I can't hear, that he hears. He'll work on a song all day, and I'll be like, I literally can't hear anything that you did, but it sounds great. Thank you.
Is this going to have a lot of players on it? Or
No, it's just him and I.
Oh, wow.
Which is cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
And how many songs will be on there?
10.
10.
We're doing a full thing.
Length. Yeah.
Which, you know, these days I feel like not many people are doing. Maybe it's coming back. I don't totally know. But we wanted to have everything so that when we're, our goal is to really put it out there and try to get some sync licensing. That's the dream.
Uh-huh.
Get into some movies, TV shows, whatever we can.
Sure.
So we really want to be putting it out a lot, and hopefully people hearing it, if they want to hear more, we can say, yes, we have 9 other songs that are right in that same vein. So that's kind of the goal, is to have a lot of material to be able to give people.
You have a working title for this?
Oh, my gosh,
have you thought about that?
All the time it haunts me. And he and I both will talk about it, and we'll be like, all right, let's deal with it later. So, no, I'm sorry, we don't. All of the
That's
songs...
a good name for an album. Let's deal with it later.
Let's put it off to tomorrow. Thank you. No, it's funny. All the songs even are in his folder written as like another one. Groovy song, pop song. Like, we don't even have names for the songs yet. So
that sounds like good names for songs as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're talking with Casey Lane McGee here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more for us here? We got a little time.
We can. We can either do the one that we talked about earlier, one that I wrote for my mother, or we can do a love song. I kind of want you to decide, Hunter.
You want me to decide? That's a lot of pressure.
I'm prepared for multiple things, so.
Well, I would really love you to do the one for your mother.
That
is just a wonderful song, and it has a story behind it, too, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I guess I can talk about it before without crying while I do it. So, yeah, I wrote this. This is kind of my – let's talk about it a little more after. If you
know. Oh, okay, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
It's basically – I wrote it for her for Mother's Day this year. It's kind of my way of dealing with some of the guilt I feel from being so far from home.
Yeah.
And while she's been dealing with some health stuff and her father's health stuff and, you know, feeling very helpless and far away. And
yeah.
So I wrote this one for her.
Okay, here's Casey Lane McGee here on Hunter at Sunrise.
What else could my hands have done for you to change your view and see it through? I blame me more than you'll ever do, my love. We know my arms will never stretch that far, erase the scars and heal your heart. If I were close, would you be where you are, my love, sweet love? But you are never alone. So despite where I roam, you are never alone, 'cause my heart change everything. Would I still leave? Would you still grieve? You deserve all that you gave to me, oh love, sweet love. I'd change the end, you'd smile again. But we are stuck here having to pretend, my love, sweet love. Don't give up, you've still got songs to sing. And I still need you more than anything. But you are never alone. So despite where I roam, you
such a beautiful song.
Thank you so much. That one I wrote so fast. It was like, all right.
Yeah.
I just came out, and I feel like that's when you know you have something to say.
Yeah. What did your mother say when she heard that song?
Oh, gosh.
I mean.
Well, it's funny. I wrote it, and I was like, Tim, can we just record this really quick at the house? And like, I'll just send it to mom tomorrow morning.
Right.
And I thought it was going to be this really quick thing. And he ended up taking a ton of time on the recording because he was like, I have a feeling this is going to be heard.
Yeah.
And not necessarily on the radio. He just assumed, you know, forwarded around the family. But
right.
Anyway, so I sent it to my mom. So it sounded, the quality was great. And
yeah.
Yeah, I basically was like, Happy Mother's Day. Here's all the lyrics. And then she called me back and she was like, I was afraid of something like that.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we all cried. It was, you know, I feel like even my sisters, it kind of was something for them to relate to. And I think a lot of people relate to it. I had someone who was going through just a breakup, and he was like, the song is perfect for that. And that's another cool thing. It was like a very, very personal thing for me that I wrote for her.
Yeah.
And in my head, it's like, this is just to my mother. And then other people being able to relate to it in totally different contexts is really powerful. So,
yeah. We're talking with Casey Lane McGee here on Hunter at Sunrise. So what now? I mean, are you someone who makes resolutions for the new year?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. It's funny. I have Google Docs since 2010
mm-hmm.
of my resolutions. They're broken up into, like, fitness and music and life and spiritual stuff. And
mm-hmm.
now I've got my job, so I've got goals for that. So, yeah, I am one of those people. I've got a lot of things I want to do this year. Not just in the music world. I also started doing vibrational healing sessions with musicians Nashville in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I got certified as a crystal healer and Reiki. So I'm working with musicians mostly, but also all types of people to just get them into a place where they're able to relax and get de-stress and kind of get a little balanced. And got some sound therapy in there with some theta waves and some it goes pretty deep, this rabbit hole that I went down.
Wow.
But it's been really cool, and I think musicians and artists specifically, you know, we need to take care of ourselves and our mental state.
Sure.
To be able to do what we need to do. And I do some stuff with pre-performance
mm-hmm.
for people just to get, you know, relaxed and ready to rock.
Yeah.
So it's been cool. So that's one thing I want to keep doing. Obviously, my job, put this record out. That's really the biggest thing, though.
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling that 2020 is going to be so special for you, I think.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate you doing this today. It's been wonderful. It's just been great. The music's great. And I really wish you the best with that new record.
Well,
I think it's
going to
be
so
great
much.
When it comes out. And I hope you send me a copy so
gosh.
I can play it
of
on
course.
The radio.
Yes, of course. You will be one of the first to get it, Hunter.
Excellent. Excellent.